Quakers opened their meeting for worship in the United Campus Ministries Chapel in Fayetteville with the hymn Simple Gifts. Afterward, the group settles into an hour of stillness. Dappled sunlight fills the wood-paneled room, muffled sounds of traffic, chirping birds, a low drone of cicadas. Occasional coughing and sounds of squirming mark the silence. A clock ticks on a piano. Most sit with their eyes closed. Two men jot down their thoughts on notepads, then gaze upward. Two others doze. No one seems to be in charge. But intermittently, as is tradition, tracing back to the 17th century, a Quaker will stand and speak. Three did so this morning, two commenting on scripture, another simply stating, "Suspend all judgment," three times in a row. Fayetteville Quakers have gathered since the 1950s. This 40-member group first organized 15 years ago and now meet every Sunday morning and Wednesday evening, as well as hold Bible study and healing circle. After the hour of stillness and reflection, joys and concerns happens. That's where Quakers share personal things with each other. When that's finished, everyone shakes hands and walks downstairs to the dining hall for a snack and worship sharing, a special events hour. This Sunday, it's a very contemplative public radio Q&A about the fundamentals of Quakerism. So what do Quakers do in that hour of stillness?
This is something, my name is Mary Cochran, that I've been meditating on very much recently, the be still and know that I am God. Okay, and consulting the divine spirit for any leadings that might be given to you as well.
And how do they manage without priests or preachers?
I'm Gladys Tiffany. It really works just fine. We have all agreed. And the agreement actually gives us the authority to come together and worship God.
Yeah, my name is Maya Porter. We did not do away with the ministry. We did away with the laity. Which means that all of us are the minister, the priest, the whatever, and we minister to each other, and we all take responsibility for the meeting and for worship and for how we conduct our business.
I'm Susan Schoen. There are traditions that hold the space. We have a clerk who starts and ends the meeting. We do a lot of work by committees. But I think we try to hold to that mystical tradition of the divine speaking to us as individuals rather than needing to go through a priest or a preacher.
The group is affiliated with the Little Rock Friends, which is connected to the Pacific Yearly Meeting of the Religious Society of Friends. The time reference is an organizational and regional increment, like New England Yearly Meeting. Larger national groups exist beyond that, as well as all around the world. Some Quaker meetings, like this one, are completely unprogrammed. Five Quaker denominations, for lack of a better word, operate in the United States. Friends General Conference, Friends United Meeting, Evangelical Friends International, which are programmed, Conservative Friends, and the Unaffiliated Friends. Quakers reject sacraments, iconography, and ritual.
My name's Sharon Hayes, and you become the chalice.
I'm Jane Pirtle. It is difficult for me without ritual. But there is a certain movement that is between the people in helping us to feel that we're connected to something different than ourselves.
Quakerism was founded in England in 1650 by George Fox. In reaction to the Protestant Reformation, members of the Religious Society of Friends believe in an unmediated direct experience of God, leading to an inner transformation. And not all Quakers identify as Christian. Everyone's welcome, even homosexuals, even atheists.
Journalists.
Gladys Tiffany. This branch of Quakerism is what we refer to as Universalist. And what that would indicate is that we see that there's God in everything and everybody.
I'm Richard Tiffany. Our worship is about the experience of God and not what the beliefs about God are.
Richard Tiffany was born Quaker, as was Susan Schoen, who said even as a small child, she got into this stillness.
And symbolically for me, one of the most important things was watching the dust particles through the slivers of light. And sometimes just sitting and looking at dust particles can be a spiritual experience, even for a five-year-old, or especially for a five-year-old.
I'm Stanley Rest, and my favorite thing about Quakers is reflected in the attire that you, but not your listeners, will notice around the room. No high heels, plenty of sandals, some bare feet, shorts on a Sunday. And I think that reflects the notion of equality, the notion of you can be who you are, dress as you want to and not have to dress up, and a level of comfort that people have that there aren't a lot of things that one can do wrong as a Quaker.
And that lack of self-awareness perhaps leads to an expanded awareness, says Mary Elsie.
It's the deep, mystical, spiritual sense that I get through Quakerism, which I have not gotten through any other form of worship.
My name is Jay Johnson, and one of my favorite things about our friends meeting is that they allow me, they provide the time and the space and the care to discover and to live out my true self.
So what do Quakers think about heaven?
Ryan Rest, my father and I are actually kind of Jewish Universal Quakers. So about on the heaven debate, I'd say that I'm pretty certain whatever is after life, it's going to be great.
What I would say to that, Mary Cochran, is that we go back to God. We go back to God from whence we came.
I'm Ladina Mullenix, and I'm sure there's a wide range of beliefs in this room about what will happen after death, if there is an afterlife, if there is a heaven. There's also the possibility that I rather hold to myself that we are in heaven right now.
These Quakers seem to really listen to each other, and they do seem to get along. And when they do need to decide things, work stuff out, they say they don't use consensus group process. Rather, they, quote, come to unity. They really are a society of friends. Reporting for Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
Turn, turn, till thy journey, turning we come.